This is a Pasco Media production. Please visit pascomedia.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Abiding Together podcast, where we desire to provide a place of connection, rest, and encouragement for all of you who are on the journey with Jesus Christ as we are. My name is Sister Miriam James, and I am, as usual, joined by my two wonderful co-hosts. Just a little disclaimer for this podcast. We've already been on the Skype call about 30 minutes, and we've laughed nonstop, so we're not really sure what's going to happen today. It is the last episode of the season. Anything could happen. Okay, so I'm just, y'all, like, buckle in, because, yeah, it's been an interesting conversation thus far.
And truth be told, last episode, our editor had to cut out a good 10 minutes because we were laughing so hard when Sister Miriam had her book on her head and all sorts of shenanigans that were happening, so...
Yeah, and that was, like, podcast gold, y'all. Like, I mean, we were laughing, so you would have laughed. And I'm like, Gene, he's like the teacher. Like, he just gives us the smackdown sometimes. It's like, and that's not going to go in the final episode. Like, whatever, dude.
I think it was because it was, like, so funny to us, and other people would have been like, what are they talking about? They would have no idea.
One third of the episode was just them laughing. Like, does this have any content whatsoever? My brain cells are dying.
We didn't want to leave you out, listeners.
I know. We love you, listeners. Michelle, are you going to talk at all or what?
I didn't want to interrupt your beautiful soliloquy that was going on there, sister.
Oh, she's a soliloquy. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. But does that count as like my Latin word? No, that's not Latin. Anyway.
That can be your one thing.
Yeah. I am good. I'm tired this morning. So I had a late airport run. I have kids going everywhere this morning. I'm on my second cup of coffee, but... It's all good because I get to see your beautiful face, sister. So, yeah.
Oh, look at you. And I pay her a lot of money.
I know. And Heather, I get to see yours even though
you have Heather's,
Heather's hair is falling out.
Oh, yeah. And Heather, by the way. Thank you.
And Heather. It's a, come on, Heather. Play that victim card, baby. Play it. Play it.
Your beautiful face, sister. Oh, yeah. And Heather.
And Heather.
It's not her fault. She lives in the Pacific Coast time zone. Whatever,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I lived there, too. Heather, yeah. I'm with you.
It's early, girls.
Yeah.
I was up busting my tail this morning, like, packing lunches. I have a kid going to the water slides today. It was all the things. That was, you know.
All the things.
All the things.
All the things. All right, dear friends. Well, we thought for our last episode, we would kind of just talk about the season. This has been a wonderful season. We've had so much great feedback and just everything from the Lenten series on Life of the Beloved to our pruning episode to Joy of the Gospel to, and you all have been so wonderful. It's just been great to hear from you. So we thought we would just talk a bit about, you know, some of the season and how it went and all that kind of stuff. And I think maybe one thing we could certainly start talking about was our word for the year, right? So here it is, June. And our word for the year, like, how's that word working for you still? Like, what do you think about, and for maybe those of you who heard that particular episode, you know, how's your word, you know, working for you? So, Heather, what about you? I mean, how have you felt like your year has unfolded so far, almost halfway in? And how's the word of the year that you were given? Is it still pertinent, and how is it still unfolding in your life?
Yeah, so with our words for the year, just for those of you who hadn't listened to that episode, each of us, you know, had taken time to really pray and ask God, like, what is the word for the year? Sort of like the theme, things you want me to focus on throughout the year. And that was a great episode. We got a lot of good feedback about that because it gave people an opportunity to spend time really asking God some good questions for their new year. So mine was foundations. How's it working for me? Can the end of the year come sooner? Please. Oh, I feel like I've been in demo mode for the whole time, the whole 6 months. So it definitely has rung true that God is bringing things down to the foundation, you know, and it's a lot of beginning again and a demolition and just trusting that, you know, he is a good father and that he is building good things, and everything that he is taking away or tearing down is for my good. And so, yeah, it's been hard, but good. You know what I mean? Like, good in the sense that this is the life that I've signed up for and that I believe is good because God is good and he has good things in mind and good things in store. So bring it on. We got six more months to go. Hopefully, we're gonna have a house built at the end. But literally, we're building a new house as well. See, like literally, like how did this all come to be? It truly is miraculous. So we are literally building a house, and that foundation hopefully will start in the next month or so. So that part's super exciting.
That's very poetic. Can I just say that?
Yeah, I know. God's like that. Have you noticed? He's just like so extravagant in the details. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Michelle, how about you? How's your word working?
Well, I had two words as usual because I can't stick to one. And for our listeners, this was the episode one is the episode we are referring to. So my words were shalom and sustainability. And I'm not feeling the shalom right now today. And so
that's because you only had two cups of coffee. About coffee number four, the shalom kicks in, girl. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah, and that's where you need that sign that says shalom, y'all. Remember that?
I know. Yeah, seriously, that's where we got that. So I need to make a coffee mug that says that or something to remind me. But I was telling Heather before we got on, like yesterday was one of those days where I was navigating kids here, there, and everywhere. And I just lost my stuff yesterday with one of my kids. And I remember just going downstairs in the kitchen and sitting there and thinking, okay, I handled that horribly, like horribly. And I just totally reacted out of emotion. And then I was thinking, okay, God, how do I have shalom when my hormones are like going crazy? Like, Holy Spirit, you need to be Holy Spirit of my hormones, like because I'm like raring and aging. Quote, and for our male listeners,
my hormones. I think you seriously should write a worship song.
God, oh, seriously, oh Holy Spirit.
Every man who's listening to this right now is dying.
We are so sorry.
Yes. They're like, I'm so uncomfortable right now. They just said hormones.
Yeah. Shoot, every man that's listening and be like, yeah, whatever, my wife, girlfriend, whoever. Like, seriously, come Holy Spirit. My husband, I know, would be singing that litany right there. But, yeah.
We love all the men who listen to our podcast anyway.
I think I'm just learning that we've said this over and over again, but that things are a process. And I had another situation on Saturday where it was a situation that happened and I wanted to react. Instead, I paused and prayed and responded with grace and let the other person handle that situation and realized that it was a process, like that, you know, and the process was good and that we needed to just lean in and let it get messy and have hard conversations. But usually I can tell a mind shift in my mind. Usually like I avoid hard conversations. And now I realize that the hard conversations are where the deep work happens and where the good fruit is bared in certain situations. That's where good things are cultivated in these hard situations. And usually I'd be like, let's just avoid them. You know, let's not talk about that. And so now I'm learning, okay, nope, this is where you lean in and to celebrate that. How about you, sister? How's your word working for you?
Is that true? Well, it's very pertinent as well. And I spoke early on in the year about Christ really inviting me in a very deep way, in a deep way to lay upon his heart and rest there. And that's certainly been the most essential thing in my life lately. It just becomes more and more essential. And yeah, a lot of things in this last year have been very challenging, all the way down to the core, again, of my own being. And, you know, just, yeah, just some really deep stuff. And it's been hard. And just to kind of navigate that. And I think for me, somebody who's very type A, who likes things resolved, it's been very challenging for me to just to be in the presence of Christ and have all these unresolved things and not know how it's going to be resolved. Because I want to fix it now and I want to be fine now. And just there are some things in life that, as you both kind of were speaking of, that just are a process. And seeing the face of Christ in that and knowing, seeing him so kind and tender toward me and not pushing me to make a decision or not berating me because I don't have it all together. I think that in and of itself, if this whole 6 months has been just for that one moment of seeing his face of such kindness and tenderness of understanding and an invitation to a deeper receptivity of him, then I can tell you it's been all worth it. Mm-hmm. So, so often I want to provide for myself. I want to make things happen myself. I want to provide for myself and I want to fix things myself. And it's life is not like that at this deepest level. It's about, a gift and a reciprocity of God's love for us. So, amen. Yeah, definitely. That was divine providence at the beginning of the year, and it just keeps getting deeper and deeper, you know. And as we talked about that, I think, you know, we talked about our episode actually, you know, soon after that was on pruning, which we got a lot of feedback on that episode on pruning. Mm-hmm. I think we kind of talked about that in our own journeys of, like, how do you you know, yeah, how do you allow that to happen, right? And just the areas of life where God sometimes opens doors and shuts doors, and then which led us into Lent, which a lot of people, maybe we could talk about that, from the pruning to being the beloved. Like, what was some of the feedback y'all got on the book study, Heather? I mean, I know you receive a lot of the emails. So what's the overwhelming feedback that you got on our Lenten book study of being the beloved?
Yeah, it was overwhelming, actually. Like, I was totally caught off guard with how many people joined us in the book study. Like, when we started it, I just thought, oh, yeah, okay. Well, Michelle was like, we should have a Facebook group, you know, for discussion and whatever. And I thought, oh, yeah, like, we'll just have a few people join. There's like 1,000 people in that group, which has been just so overwhelming and awesome to see people, not only just online, but also getting together in small groups to go through the book study. And the fruit that we were hearing was mm-hmm. coming, the realizations people were having as they were just taking time to read and ponder. This book was like simple, but so true. And there was so many things that were impacting. And so, yeah, I think the biggest feedback was that people were literally coming to a deeper realization of how beloved they were in the eyes of God, and the areas that caused them to stumble and not see that truth in their life. So, yeah, it was beautiful. What about you, Michelle? What were your thoughts?
I just think that book by Henry Nouwen is such a spiritual foundation book. It is like, if you could get the gist of what he is trying to say and it really sink into your heart and to your mind about being beloved, then everything else in the spiritual journey is like icing on the cake, because that's the truest identity to who we are. But I loved getting the different comments from the listeners and it discovering like just their different epiphanies, personal epiphanies that they were having while they were going through it. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite thing. And for me, it's almost painful because I want to hear everybody's story. Like, I want to hear what exactly is going on and their personal stories and to hear all that. And I think one of the best compliments that we've got is people like, we think that we're, you know, like, we think that we know you personally, that you're our best friend, you know, like that we could sit down at the table with you guys and totally. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I mm-hmm. love that.
Me too.
We can just go through life together and, discover these like really pivotal spiritual truths that happen, like being the beloved. And I mean, it doesn't matter how many times, I think Henry Nouwen is one of those authors, but I think Life of the Beloved and even Return of the Prodigal Son.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you read them, you can read them 3 years ago, and then you read them again today, and each of those words have totally different meanings in the season of life you're in. It is one of those kind of books, and it approaches you in a different way, whatever season you're in. Mm-hmm. But I think when people came to grips with, like, even that their brokenness is unique. Like, mm-hmm. their belovedness is unique, and even their brokenness is unique, and both of those have value. And watching those epiphany moments come alive for people, I love that. That just was amazing to me. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, it was really great. Really great. What about you, sister?
It was great. I mean, you know, just by all of us, you know, have outside ministries where we travel and talk to different people. And it just was incredible to meet people from across the nation who, at different events that I was at, just came up to me, and many of them in tears, just so grateful for the book study and the podcast and just how connected they felt. And, you know, I think even Michelle, I think you said Amazon even reached out to you saying, why don't you guys link us? I mean, cause like, that's how big it was. Like, people just flocked to it. And I love Henry now. And I think last week, my one thing was the Return of the Prodigal Son, that book, and his utter transparency and vulnerability unnerves me every single time. Mm-hmm. And I just, it's so inspiring to me, and it's so convicting of all the areas I still hide or want to put on a facade or perform. And mm-hmm. he just is like, here I am. And I think for people journeying with us on that, and I think, you know, I think of one of the most famous quotes that I know people have talked about, would, you know, when our feelings are saying that you're nobody, that nobody loves you, that, you know, he said you can understand those feelings, but you proclaim the truth of who you are. You know, that mm-hmm. these feelings are not the truth of who I am, but the truth is that I am beloved, and that I'm made in the image and likeness of God, that I'm deeply loved. And those are the spiritual exercises, so to speak, of our spiritual muscles that we practice all the time. And so it was so beautiful just to see people's hearts. I mean, obviously that struck a chord with so many people who went on the journey with us. And even now, like I meet people that are like, oh, I know I didn't get to be part of the book study. We just want to tell you that the book study wasn't just for Lent. Like this summer might be a great time when you have extra time and now that you can listen to the episodes whenever mm-hmm. you want, that just to grab the book and spend some time at the beach or by the pool and just spend some time going into the life of the beloved. That's who you are. So that's really, yeah, that was by far, I think probably the biggest fruit of the whole season was just seeing people's receptivity and their own entering into and hearing their stories, like mm-hmm. Michelle was saying, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we read the comments, you know, like we all read them on the Facebook group or messages that people send to us. And we can't always respond to everything just because of the volume that we get sometimes, but we read them and they're important to us. And, mm-hmm. and it's been really cool to see like the same people commenting at different times. Like I feel like I'm too getting to know some of our listeners, which is really great. Yeah. And that is one of the most surprising things of the podcast is that there's a bond that is happening. Like it's surprising that it can happen with this means of communication, but there is like a sense of we're in this together. You know, we are on the journey together. And mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of what we talked about this season was it's okay to be weak and it's okay to have wounds and to become more comfortable with our weakness, knowing that that's exactly the places where God wants to bring life. You know, like it's even when you die, there's life. Even when things are horrible, God can turn it into something good, which is just like the deep mystery of the gospel of the Christian life. So I think it's really beautiful, really beautiful. And thanks for sharing, listeners. Thanks for sharing your stories with us and comments. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. It's created a really beautiful community of people that, you know, many times all of us have that feeling, oh my gosh, I'm all alone, and we're not. The truth is that we're in this together and that we're all abiding together, right? We might not be in the same time zone or in the same city, but we're all together. And so mm-hmm. I think that was especially something that people really resonated with in the retreat, Heather, that you organized in Canada called Royal. And we put two talks, one your talk and then Mary Bielski's talk. And I got yeah. so much feedback from that. So maybe we could just talk about that. Like, yeah.
Especially Mary's talk because, she was so dynamic. She was just on fire. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, and she's pretty contagious. Like, I mean, her passion and joy was pretty contagious. But the thing I love about Mary is that she is real. Like, she is so real. And I appreciated that so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, her talk was like fire. Michelle, what did you think? What kind of feedback did you get from that series?
Well, actually, it was funny. I was talking to a good friend of ours, Cal, on the phone Friday, I think. And she was telling me she listened to Mary's podcast like 3 times, that she loved it so much. She was saying that it was just like, well, their personalities are very similar, too. So she really connected to that. But I think those topics are huge. Like, what is our inheritance? That we have to remember that we have a royal inheritance. That we have to remember who we are and that we have an inheritance. Like Heather says, I think one of the beautiful things about this season, this podcast, is you can come as you are and wherever you are, and you can come with your brokenness, and you can come with your hurt, and you can come with your questions, and you can wrestle with them, and that's a safe place to do that. But it's not the stopping place, because mm-hmm. we keep on going, because God is the God that redeems and restores and reconciles all things. And that we have a royal inheritance, that this is, it's a journey, and that we continue to live as resurrected people, but it's a constant road to Calvary. We, you know, are crucified, we died, and God resurrects us in different areas of our life all the time. Like, I wish it would just be like, okay, we're done, we're good, let's just live as resurrected people, but we won't on the side of eternity. But that's to keep in mind that we have a royal inheritance is a huge thing in the spiritual life, that we are co-heirs of God's kingdom and that we are kingdom people, and we have that mindset. It changes everything. It really does change everything. So
yeah, and it's truth that we need to go back and sit with. I think that's part of the problem of the society that we live in today, is that everything is like we are intaking so much information in a day. And I couldn't tell you half of what I read last week, you know, on my mm-hmm. phone or on the internet mm-hmm. or on Reddit or whatever it is. Like, it's just like piles of information and YouTube videos and blah, 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 you know. And I think to take time to sit with some of these topics and then to go back to them, it's really, really important. And that's one of the reasons why we have the discussion and journaling questions on the website as well for each episode, is because we're hoping that people will take time to dive deeper. You know, we're just scratching mm-hmm. the surface with some of our conversations, but mm-hmm. yeah. What do you think, sister, about those topics?
Oh, I thought it was beautiful. And I mean, just being there, being in the presence of both of you, that when the talks, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait for the people to hear your talks. And it was just so beautiful right from the very beginning when Michelle opened up the weekend. And unfortunately, we didn't get to record all the talks. But, you know, hearing your talk, Heather, and then Mary's talk, it was one of those things where you're like, the world needs to hear this. You know, the world needs to hear this truth, because it resonated so deeply in all of us, because we know inherently that it's true. And where we, you know, where we're going, that, you know, like I talked about Star Wars before, like, the, you know, Rey, where she's like, there's something inside of me. You know, there's something inside of me that's been there this whole time, and now it's awake, and I need to know, I need someone to show me my place in all this. And that's what we do as Christians. We remind ourselves, you know, we sing the song to one another, and we remind each other where our place is, that our place is in the heart of God, and we're not a compilation of other people's opinions of us, but that we are who God says we are. And I don't think we can repeat that enough, you know. So we also had two guests on this season. We had Jenna Gizar from Blessed Is She, and we also had Father Dave Pavanka, which was really great as well, talking about the Holy Spirit in preparation for Pentecost. And I know that both of those episodes, you know, got really great feedback too. But maybe we could talk about Jenna a bit and Blessed Is She, and just, I just love her honesty about being a mother and just kind of her journey with the Lord and Blessed Is She. And so it's just a wonderful ministry. I know, Heather, you had their interview with Bishop Barron, which I listened to at the airport the other day, which was so good. We're so proud of them having Bishop Barron on their Blessed Is She podcast. But it was great to have her on, wasn't it? And she had her little baby with her while she's on the podcast. You know,
oh my gosh, she has the cutest kids. They're so adorable. Oh my goodness. I think we even put a picture of her baby on because we were like so obsessed with that baby. Yeah, I loved having Jenna on. And I, you know, I feel like with some of these other ministries that we interact with, like we really are trying to just champion one another. And Blessed Is She and Jenna and Beth are so supportive of what we're doing and have promoted our podcast. And I feel similarly with them. Like, I'm proud of them, like, for the things that they accomplish for the kingdom, you know, not just like, oh, you're building a successful ministry, but like, they're really touching hearts, and that's what matters to them. So I love the ministry that they do. I love where they're going. I love that they're pushing themselves to be vulnerable. And even on the podcast, like, I loved hearing Jenna's heart, and a lot of people don't get to hear her like in that way on a regular basis. So I thought it was great. What about you, Michelle?
Oh yeah. I'm a huge fan because we get to collaborate a lot. Well, I get to collaborate a lot with them in different areas and forms, but I love, both Jenna and Beth's hearts, but I love that it was just developed out of a longing and ache out of Jenna's heart for community and for women to get together. And for me, I love, that there is beauty and Catholic women's ministry. Like you know, that they really do some beautiful work, that there's resources that they do, that they're creating. And I'm just huge fans of both of them and what they're doing and their whole team of people. And I love how collaborative it is. And then Father Dave, I can't say, I mean, I adore that man. Like,
he's one of our favorite. He is one of our favorites for sure. Yeah,
he is. And Heather and I have had relationships with him for a long time, like being students at Franciscan University and knowing him through that way. And just being even with him last week at Franciscan, and we weren't able to talk a lot, but the conversations that we did have, he's one of those priests that you just pick up right where you left off. But he has such a spiritual fatherhood about him that is amazing. And he has such a, just an anointing of freedom in the spirit that is such a great legacy. Sister and I were talking when he was leading Eucharistic procession and adoration last Saturday night. There's such a security when he leads that. There's a safety. He has such a fatherly anointing to him that you feel like, okay, it is a safe place. He opens up the door to have a safe place to encounter the Father because of his presence. I think that is one of the blessings that of who he is and what God does through him. So,
and his joy too. Like he kind of has all the things that I love, and those are my favorite people in the spiritual life who can go deep and can wrestle with weakness and aren't afraid to go into dark places, but can also laugh, like belly laugh. So, I love that man too. And that was a great interview, like just his heart and his passion. Yeah, I love that interview. Go ahead, sister. What were your thoughts?
No, it was great. Yeah, I know he was great. And just, I love his love for the Holy Spirit. I mean, just, it was true. And Michelle and I were ministering with him, you know, a couple weeks ago at Steubenville. Just watching him, how he moves in the Holy Spirit, is really inspiring. And you just, it's one of those people you look at and you're like, man, I want to be like that. You know, I want to have my heart open by the, to the Holy Spirit, and just to be able to be docile. And it's, I was thinking of just as we're even talking about our guest and just talking about this journey together, like that's what a fellowship is, right? We encourage, we're walking on this road together. We're encouraging one another on, we're, you know, pressing on together. We're pressing each other into the heart of Jesus. And that's really the journey. That's the fellowship of Christianity, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so then we talked a bit about just our lovely Latin, our Latin apostolic exhortation. Got out
to say it again.
I'll stop it. Everybody's laughing about that, which was great. That was very challenging. I mean, I know listeners, we had to jam a whole bunch of stuff in there. We could have done probably a 5-part series, but we could only do 3. But that was great too. And I'm so glad we took the time to read that and to reflect on it and just to really be challenged by it. I know I was. I was very challenged by it reading it. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. All right, let's do this, you know.
Yeah, it was really good. And I loved hearing people's discussions on it, especially on the Facebook discussion group, which anybody can join that. If you haven't joined that group and you want to be a part of that little community, you know, feel free to join that group. But that was really cool to hear people's thoughts and insights and things that were striking them. And I think it's like that. We've done several series, like even in previous seasons. So throughout the summer, as Sister said, if people want to dive into those, we did one on the feminine genius, Fight Like a Girl, I think was like on spiritual battle. So even if you're a guy, I'm sure some things would apply. But yeah, various series that we've done that you can at any point, like I know some women have gotten together for like a half retreat day, you know, where they've done one of the series that we had. And it's just beautiful to hear how people are connecting. That's one of my favorite things about the podcast is that it's drawing people together, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful season, and, you know, we have going to break this summer, and, oh, I'm sorry, Michelle, look at the quiet little mouse there in the corner. Did you want to talk about Gaudete et Exaltate? I'm so sorry.
I just like to speak Latin to me, that's all that it is. Let's be honest.
Oh, sweet girl, yeah.
Heather pretty much covered it. I loved people's awakening, like that the holiness is the most attractive face of the church, but holiness is unique and different for each person. You know, like we don't change absolute truth or church teaching, but how that is lived out is very unique to how God designed you and what your mission is in the kingdom. So I just loved it. And yeah, it was really good.
And there was a lot of feedback, Michelle, when you were talking that one day about, you know, what being a feminist means to you. And man, so many women commented on that it just gave them goosebumps and they could really relate to just your passionate, you know, plea for just the dignity of women, but the dignity of men and the dignity of the human person, you know.
Which we had a conversation and there was a New York Times article and I'll link it to here, but it was talking about John Paul II, and this article came out last week, and it was exactly what I was saying, but John Paul II's and his whole idea of personhood and personalism, and that is what I was trying to essence at, that we are human people, and that we cannot generalize or stereotype anyone and put people into these certain categories, and then almost like get rid of them. Okay, they're this way, and then so I'm not even going to deal with them, but that we are all people and personalists, and which is what I love about John Paul II and his writings on the human person and all of that. So yeah, it is good. I'm just gonna say, and Jean, don't you dare edit this out, Sister is making rabbit faces at us while we are talking.
You can see me. How come I can't see you?
Because I have my camera off.
And I were like the teacher. We're like, Mr. Now she's laughing. Oh, I got busted again.
Yeah, totally. See, I can totally see you, Sister. And so she's making rabbit faces at me while I'm talking. And so it's just,
you can tell we're closing in at the end of our episode when we start losing it. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so, yes, dear friends, anytime you can go back through any of the episodes and just enjoy it, talk to your friends about it, certainly do that. And we have a lot of fun stuff planned for you this next season, so you do not want to miss a single episode. We're really excited about some of the things that are going to be coming up. And our final, ladies, our final one thing, parentheses S for some of us who have two one things, our final one thing, Michelle, of the season, which you know, is always a wonderful thing. So Heather, would you like to grace us with your one things first.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah. And I also was thinking, just before I say my one thing, that if people want to follow us in the summer, Sister Miriam's on Twitter and Michelle and I are on Instagram and Facebook. So you can catch up with us there and, you know, we can connect with each other that way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my one thing for this week is somebody on America's Got Talent. I'm obsessed with this guy, which I sent these videos to both of you, which I know you didn't watch because you would have commented by now because it was so, 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 so good. Okay, sorry, Michael Ketterer, you guys have to look this up. I'll post it on our website. But Michael Ketterer is this guy. He was on America's Got Talent, and I'm looking at him going, oh my gosh, he looks so familiar. Who is this guy? And then I realized he's a worship leader. And he's on America's Got Talent. He's also like a nurse, and his whole story of how they had their daughter, and then his wife almost died, and his daughter almost died, and so they ended up adopting 5 more children after that because it was too dangerous for her to have biological children. And he talked about that story and just how God intervened and led them. Like, it was so beautiful, his witness. And then he sang, and it was amazing, and you guys need to look it up and watch it because it was just like the best thing that I've seen on TV in a long time. It was so heartwarming.
Amen. So
there you go. And I'm gonna post one of his worship videos too because he's super good. Michelle, what's your one thing?
My one thing is a friend of ours, Sarah Kroger, is recording a new album, and she's doing
it. Yay, Sarah Kroger, and we love you.
Go, girl.
It is amazing, and we are actually designing some of the products that go along with it. But
and they're beautiful, listeners.
Yeah, I give Heather and Sister all the sneak peeks, but I love that Audrey Assad is producing it. Sarah is writing this music. It is amazing music. And I love that there's a lot of girl power going on here producing it. But
love.
It's just an amazing thing. It's like the worship that is coming out of it and her creativity and the road that God is leading her on. And so she is doing a Kickstarter campaign. And I just really also think it's important for us to invest in the arts as Catholics, like to learn how to be patrons and develop and help create and co-labor with her to birth this beautiful worship album that is coming out. So it is called Bloom, and I'm just really excited, and I'm really proud of her too.
And we'll put the link for the Kickstarter page, because if any of you are listening and you want to check out Sarah Kroger and you want to support that, I think it would be a wonderful gift, not just to her but to the church, because this music is beautiful.
So beautiful. What about you, sister?
Amen. I love that you talk about being a patron, because many times we enjoy art and we love beauty, but we don't realize that it costs something, right? And so I think we can all, just in our own way, give to what we can to people to help make beautiful things. That's how beautiful things happen, is all of us coming together and helping support that process. So yeah, amen. Well, I do have two one things. Okay, so there you go. The type A girl broke the rule.
Rule breaker.
Save the best for last, ladies. So just two one things. One of them is a podcast I absolutely love, and I think I've talked about it before. But it's by a guy, a former professional athlete named Lewis Howes, and his podcast is called The School of Greatness. And he has every kind of person on there talking about greatness, everything from mental greatness to physical greatness to emotional greatness to, and it's just, it's so inspiring. I just was listening to a couple episodes on the airplane yesterday, and I just love listening to people, how they see the world and what makes them thrive. And the human body and the human mind are incredible things. And so I've just so enjoyed listening to it. And of course, I'm not flat out endorsing every guest he has on, so please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I think if you have ears to hear, there's just some really great, really great stuff out there. And some really, people are wonderful. Like, human beings are just wonderful. And so I wish I knew him in person. But Lewis Howes, the School of Greatness. I love that podcast. And then I want to also just give a shout out to the Steubenville conferences that are happening this summer. I was just at another one this last weekend, and it just filled my heart with such joy. And so if you have a chance to go to a teen conference, they're throughout the nation this summer. I'm going to put the link up to the Steubenville conferences website, and you can, if they're not sold out, you can still register, take your teen with you, join a youth group. They also have adult conferences. They have young adult conferences. And so Steubenville just does such a great job of bringing people into a deep encounter with Christ, and they do it well with such joy also. And so I just came away just with my heart full and edified, and I'm going to be at another one this coming weekend. And so, yeah,
I'm bringing my daughter to one on the campus in July. Super stoked, super excited.
Amen. Yeah, so definitely. Cool. So I just wanted to give them a shout out too. So they're wonderful what they do. So Well, dear friends, we've come to the end of another season. We want to say again, thank you so much. We're over 250,000 downloads this year, and so we're just really grateful for all your support. And please stop by, you know, our website, abidingtogetherpodcast.com. Click on any of the icons, find the discussion questions. If you could leave us a review on your iTunes app, just clicking a number of stars, it really helps get our podcast out there. If you enjoyed any of our episodes, share them with a friend. I want to say thank you to Gene, who is a rock star. And
you're the best,
Gene. Gene, you're awesome. And he's the one who does all of our editing and getting everything together and making us sound halfway sane. So if you think this is crazy, you should see the unedited version.
Oh,
so,
God.
Gene, we love you.
He has so many things on us. Like, if I never want to get on Gene's bad side. I don't even know if he has a bad side, but if he did, I wouldn't want to be on it because he has so much material.
Honest now.
And also, I would say, listeners, check out Gene on social media, and he has several other podcasts, and he's just excellent. He's a genius and mm-hmm. and just an amazing person. So check
he
him
really
out.
Is
Gene so. The genius. And we might have a few surprises this summer. So for our listeners, we might just have a couple surprises this summer. You just never know. You might just find something surprising in your little podcast throughout the summer. So.
Like an Easter egg.
So anyway, we love you, and we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christ-filled summer. I just hope you enjoy it to the depths of your soul. And so please know that we are praying for you. We are abiding together with you, and it's been delightful to have you on the journey. So until next season, my dear listeners, we will be abiding together. Have a wonderful summer. God bless you.